Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the last book of the Bible, of the New Testament, the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. Lesson 12, the judgment on Babylon. The harlot, Babylon. Chapter 17 is full of symbolism. It is so full, and therefore it is so difficult to interpret all this symbolic meaning. We start verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. The judgment. That's the only literal meaning, it seems, in this chapter. There's judgment. And that is for sure. Judgment on Babylon, on the whore. That's the name of the whore. Now, a whore is a symbol. A woman in the Bible is a symbol of God's people, and a whore is the opposite. A harlot thus represents a false apostate church. That's the first statement which we find here. There is a false apostate church in the opposition to a woman, which we found in Revelation 12. Now, this harlot sits upon many waters. In verse 15, the waters are explained. I liked it very much when in the same chapter an explanation of symbols can be found. That's the easiest way of interpretation, isn't it? In verse 15, the waters which you saw, where the whore, the harlot sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Mankind, the humans. Peoples, multitudes, nations, tongues, all over the planet. So the harlot, the false apostate church, sits on people, peoples. And in verse 2, these peoples are defined. So with this harlot, the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So all the humans in this verse are divided in two groups. The leaders, the kings of the earth, and the inhabitants of the earth. They are led by the leaders. And this is the starting point. A false apostate religious system. Papacy, Roman Catholic Church. It sits on many waters. It sits on kings and on the inhabitants of the earth. It is the think tank for the others. The harlot shows the others the way. And this is our first position. The harlot riding on the scarlet beast. In verse 3, we read in Revelation 17. So he, the angel, carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Symbolism, symbolism, symbolism. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. So, this woman, this harlot, the harlot is the apostate church, papacy. It rides a beast, the political powers. On our maps here, we see the states, political states of the earth nowadays, and the religions, denominations of this planet. We will later on have a look on it in detail. But that's the system here. A harlot, religious element, rights, the political element. These are the two factors. The harlot riding on the beast. So the rider shows where the beast has to go to. A rider on a horse, the rider tells the horse where to go to. So the thinking comes from the rider, the harlot, the papacy. Now how is this described here? The clothes, they are in opposition to the cloth of the high priest. He was also adorned with precious jewels and so on. But it's in opposition. It's a kind of cloth that is not the same. And when we have a careful look, we see the woman has a golden cup in her hands. This harlot, the high priest, he used golden cups in the service in the temple. We see there are some aspects of the real, and here we have a copy, a false copy. The cup is full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And what was written on the forehead of the high priest? Holy to the Lord. And what is written here? Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. You see the difference? In opposition to God's work. It's an apostate, false, religious system. And it rides the political powers. Prelate, the papacy, is the think tank. The political powers, they act according to that, what the harlot told them to do. That's how world politics go on. That's the system. And that is what will come to us. The identification of the scarlet beast. So we have seen the harlot riding on the beast. There is a religious system on this planet, many different religions, and there's a political system, about 200 states on this planet. So here divided, and here divided. And what will happen in the final phase of this world's history is that all these divisions will disappear for some time. The states, under the leadership of the United States, will come together in one union, and all the different denominations will come together under the union of the papacy. So the leaders, harlot, papacy, the beast, leader, United States of America, ridden by the papacy, these two, they first unite states, denominations, and marry, and rule the earth. That's in summary. Now, we see here in chapter 17, verse 8, or let's go to 9, that's even more difficult to explain. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. So the woman sits on waters, multitudes, peoples, kingdoms. And there are seven kings, so seven political powers. And in this chapter we see the battle going on between God's people and the opposition led by Satan, the devil. And the devil uses political systems and religious systems to control this planet against God's people. So when we look at the Old Testament, where do we find these political kingdoms in opposition to Israel? First, Egypt. 10 plagues were needed that they could go out and flee under Moses. When they had come to the promised land, after some time the Assyrians came, after the kingdom had been divided in the northern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Judah, the Assyrians came, it's the second power used by Satan to destroy the people of God. And they destroyed the northern kingdom And it was a miracle that Jerusalem wasn't taken by surprise. But it was a surprise when all the army of the Assyrians was dead because one angel fought for Judah and the king, Hezekiah. Egypt, Assyria. Then, in the times of Daniel, the Babylonians came, it's the third power, took Israelites, took them to Babylon for 70 years. But then, Medo-Persians came, and the Israelites were freed. Then, the Greek power, Alexander the Great, he was full of victories against the Persians, and he became the leader, Greece. And then the Romans came. They captured the Greek area. So we have Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome. Five of these kings, these kingdoms, are fallen. One is at the time of John, when he saw this vision, the Roman Empire. The other has not yet come. The only power that can be found in the New Testament, because all the other powers we have in the Old Testament, the one power which is to come into the future of John's days ahead, the United States of America, Revelation 13, the beast coming out of the sea. And the eighth, the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goes into petition. Difficult to explain. What does all this symbolism mean? Satan, he is the real head of all the heads, and of all the religious systems, and of all the political systems. And in the end time, he will even say that he is Christ and will heal people. He will show up as if he were Jesus Christ, the masterpiece of deception. The seven heads of the beast. We have identified them as political powers in opposition to God's people, at first in the Old Testament and then in the New Testament. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, United States. Now, when we have a look at these systems, the harlot, the papacy, and the political powers under the leadership of the United States in the final phase of this world's history, what details can we find out here? When we look at the religious system on this world, as we see it nowadays, the green color, Muslims. The blue one, Hinduism in India. Yellow, Lamaism, Dalai Lama the leader. Buddhism in China and this part of Asia. Shintoism in Japan. And then we have the Christian ones. Gray are primitive religious systems, and there is nearly no one living in the gray area. And then the Christian system divided in three colors, the Orthodox Church in light red, Roman Catholic Church, and red, the Protestant Church. Orange, Orthodox. Roman Catholic, light red, red, Protestant. And why are these religions on the earth? South America and Latin America, the middle here, the Portugal and Spain, they had their colonies here. Portugal in Brazil and Spain here from Mexico down to the feet, the toes of this feet here. It's not by chance that this is Roman Catholic, but because Spain and Portugal had the colonies there. When we look at the Islam in 622, and then within 100 years, this was conquered. Later on, even there, Indonesia. The European powers, Britain, France, Netherlands, Germany, they had their colonies on this planet. The British, the Anglican Church, is here in the same color as the Protestants. They came to South Africa, Nigeria, and in the middle of Africa, Australia, New Zealand, North America. Therefore, Protestant. So, which European power has a colony somewhere? So this religion you find there. The eastern part, Russian Orthodox Church, therefore orange through all the part of Siberia. Now, what does this mean for the final phase of this world's history? The harlot is the papacy. She's the mother of all the harlots. And under the leadership of the papacy, and we can see this very clearly now when we have a look at the present pope, he's going to unite the Christian denominations, and he wants all the other denominations to come together under his leadership. He's the one. He's the leader. And the United States, they act in the same way, collecting, bringing together, gathering together all the states under their leadership. That is what's going on at the moment. The judgment of Babylon. Now, this is what I like most. We read that all these powers, verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb. So they unite all the religious systems united under the papacy, all the political powers under the leadership of the United States, and then the marriage between USA and Vatican, the papacy, and united in opposition to the Lord, they make war with the Lamb. And the Lamb shall overcome them. Oh, have you heard this? The Lamb shall overcome them. All the powers of the earth unite, religious and political systems, against the tiny, tiny little people of God. So we are lost totally, aren't we? They all unite against us. These shall make war with the Lamb. He's our leader. And the Lamb shall overcome them. Ah, glory, hallelujah! For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. What can we see here? The whole planet, all the powers on this planet, whether they are religious powers or political powers, they all unite, and they all unite to persecute God's people. We are without a chance, aren't we? But we have a leader, and a leader is the Lamb. And the Lamb will overcome them. That's what I like. Here we see the result of the battle, of the great controversy between light and darkness, between Christ and Satan. Satan is the leader on the other side. He is the real leader, not the United States and not the papacy. He's behind them. He uses these powers against God's people. But the Lamb will overcome them. That's what I like. That's what I like very, very much. During history, we have seen that these powers killed millions of disciples, of followers of Jesus. There were martyrs, martyrs, martyrs throughout history. And God allowed it. It's a surprise. He allowed it. Using tribulation for polishing the character of his followers. And in the last final phase, Satan will do everything what he used and what worked in history to win the last battle. But he is a loser. The Lamb will overcome them. Satan, with all his power, is the loser. And the Lamb, with those who are called by it and chosen by it, the faithful followers, they who are with the Lamb, they are the winners. Satan is the loser. We are the winners when we are on the Lamb's side. Although in the end time we are not allowed to buy or sell, and we will be persecuted, and they will hunt the followers of Jesus. And the United States will act in the following way, because the harlot rides the beast, the papacy gives the ideas to the United States. So the United States, they will produce a Sunday law, which has to be followed all over the world, because they are the superpower, the leader of all the states. And the Sunday law will force everyone to follow Sunday and not Sabbath. But those who follow the Lamb, they will follow and sanctify the Sabbath day. This will be the battle, the final phase of this world's history. Summary of Lesson 12. What have we discovered? What have we learned? Satan uses all the powers of this planet, whether they are religious systems or political systems. He works with the leaders, the papacy, the United States, and Satan's aim, uniting, because in union, there's power, isn't it? division. Then you become small and weak. That's a desperate condition. But united, together, we are strong. That's the aim of the devil. So he unites the religious systems under the leadership of the papacy, and he unites the political powers under the leadership of the United States. And he unites the two leaders, the political leader and the religious leader, United States and papacy, the two powers we have seen in Revelation 13 coming together. Be melted in one pot. And they together, they want to oppress God's people. They want to force God's people to follow the devil's plan. And therefore, in the United States, the Sunday law will come up. And it has to be followed all over the world by all the inhabitants, because this superpower of all the political powers, the United States, tells all the states what to do. They have the economic power, they have the military power, they have the absolute power. You have to follow, or you will be in trouble. Why are we shown the future in advance? When we see, as God's people, following the Lamb, following his day of rest, the Sabbath, and all the world united against us, what do you think then? We're without a chance. I have to follow. I have to keep Sunday holy. Oh no. Therefore, we get this information of Revelation. You see, there are mighty powers. But in the end, the Lamb will overcome them. The Lamb will overcome them. That's the good message. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't be afraid of a present situation. Because you only see the powers. Powers becoming stronger and bigger and more dangerous for you. Well, it will happen like this. It will. But in the end, it will only take a short time. We hear here the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings. We read in verse 12 of chapter 17 in Revelation. And these have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. 1 hour. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They all unite. And it seems it's hopeless for God's people. They all unite. 1 hour with the beast. So a short time. Symbolic too. These shall make war with the Lamb, verse 14. And the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they are with him are called and chosen and faithful. He calls you. Are you faithful? On which side will you be? Although the powers of this planet will be around you like walls. On which side will you be? Choose the right side. The Lamb is the winner, and the devil, he is the loser. Amen.